Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk with Sabetha football coach, that is Garrett Michael. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays 7-0. Another big win last week against Horton, 55-6. Coach, just take us back to that one last week. What'd you like?
Horton is, you know, they got like 19 kids out, and they're struggling a little bit. And, we thought we knew what that game would turn out to be like, and I don't want to run the score up on anybody, and so we understood that. But the good thing is everybody got in the game, got some Friday night experience, and that's what we want. But one of the things that really sticks out to me is we got a couple brothers in the backfield at the same time, Lincoln and Colin Mendel, freshman and senior together, running backs, and then Kyler Winger at quarterback and Kellen Winger at running back. And, you know, brother handed off to the other brother and got a touchdown. So got some memories there for the family. And then got a touchdown carry for Josh Grimm, a lineman of ours. And last year Jacob Grimm got a scoop and score touchdown. So the twins got touchdowns there. So we got a bunch of Mentals on the team, so we got them all on defense, and got an interception for a touchdown on that drive with all them on the field. So just made some memories. Hopefully those families and kids remember that for a long time. So I was just happy everybody got in and happy we were injury free.
Certainly some more memories could be made along the way as we're coming up on the final week of the regular season, a monster matchup with Nemaha Central. We'll talk about them here in just a little bit. But as we head up to week 8, final week, you know, you sit there at 7-0. We talk about the run game all year and how important that is. You reference, you know, being able to pound the rock and do that efficiently once we get to the postseason. And you guys have been able to successfully and efficiently run the football with the offensive line and the running backs that you have. What strides have you seen in the run game from maybe the start of the season to now going into this final game against Nemaha Central?
Just being able to put in, a few more plays after we get the base plays down, and we really feel good about those, and everybody's on the same page. You can put in a few more run plays or things off of your run package, and just getting a few more reps at those, and just maybe making your playbook a little thicker that way. And so with our depth and our guys coming back from last year, I think it's exactly where it needs to be and exactly where we thought it would be at this point.
Defense has played really well too, and we knew that going in would certainly be a strength, and particularly the last month, you have not allowed more than 6 points in each of the last four games, allowing just 6.1 points per game this season. Again, defensively, where are the strengths there, and what have you liked from that unit?
I've really liked the defensive front. They're just getting better and better and better, and really pursuing the ball down the line of scrimmage, and we're gaining some depth there too. We play about six or seven guys up there, and so that keeps their wind fresh on Friday nights. And I just like how we're communicating. We understand the package. We're pretty simple so that our players can play as fast as they can play, and I just like how we're, putting everything together right now, and has been our goal from the beginning of the year, is just to get better and better every week and hopefully be playing our best football at the end of the year, and so we're going to find out.
Sabetha head football coach Garrett Michael joining us. Nemaha Central rolling into town this week, a monster matchup to wrap up the regular season. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha head football coach, that is Garrett Michael. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Coach, Nemaha Central rolls into town, number one team, second longest active winning streak in the state at 20, defending state champs. Obviously very familiar with this Thunder team. And what stands out about Nemaha Central the most as you see them here this Friday night?
They're very similar to us. They want to run the ball. And with their offensive line and their quarterback, running backs, and some speed across the board, they've done a great job of that. like you said, they're defending state champs or defending league champs. They got 21, you know, game winning streak, and so they're confident, and they should be. And so we just, like always, we want to stop the run and not let the big play in the passing game get over our heads. So they just have a package where they can run it several different ways with several different guys. They do want to run it with their quarterback and Hike, and I understand that, and I would too. But they also can go deep on you. And so you just can't play 11 in the box. You've got to make sure you're fundamentally sound in the passing game as well. So that's what makes them so tough. I remember teams having that, being around a team that had a 24 game win streak. They just don't think they can be beat, and that's how they play. And we just want to be ourselves. It's no different preparation this week than it was last week or week three. And so I just want our kids to enjoy the moment and enjoy the atmosphere, but don't play any differently than we've played the last 7 weeks. That's exactly the opposite of what I want. I just want us to be who we are and do what we do.
You mentioned Carter Hike, their sophomore quarterback, one of the top rushers in the state. Of course, his older brother Cooper was the senior running back last year who broke some school records, went over 2,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. Now that progression or that progress in the running game is coming from Carter at quarterback. Does it change much in terms of like their play style or playbook, what you see in the preparation, or is it just simply the same stuff just coming from a different position?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same stuff. I mean, everybody, including them, knows who they want to get the ball to, and they're good for a reason. He's good, their offensive line's good, and they've done what they do because they're better than everybody so far in 20 games. So we just have to read our keys. We just have to be able to tackle and make tackles, make the plays when they're presented to us, win the turnover battle, keep their offense off the field, and win time of possession. And again, once again, I don't care if it's week two or battle of undefeateds, if you do those things, you get your chance to win at the end.
Battle of undefeateds, indeed, 7-0 versus 7-0, district and Big 7 league titles on the line in Sabetha as the Blue Jays host the defending champs in Nemaha Central. We'll have that ball game on KNZA 103.9 FM. Also, you can stream it live on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Can't wait, Coach. Going to be a lot of fun. Should be a great atmosphere and a great way to end the regular season. Thanks for hanging with us, Coach. We appreciate it very much, and we'll step aside for a timeout. We got more right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.